It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 909.
What is happening? What's going on? How are we? You're fired up, JJ.
Second coffee in. Went for a walk with Jess Lucas, the whip, this morning. She was fired up too. She was on pre-workout. She'd gone boxing, and she was saying that she was tingly in the feet. So I've never done pre-workout, but I can imagine it sounds horrendous, to be honest.
And it was, you know, she hasn't had a stroke. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. But she was fired up at 6:50 this morning.
There's nothing good about pre-workout. Let's be honest. It's, have you ever got into that? I mean, you haven't.
I've never had pre-workout. No.
Well, there used to be something called No Explode. And I think it was like, meaning, no, I'm about to explode out my bum. Because that's what, really? Like, it's high level of caffeine. It's got other shit in it that's just pushing. It makes your guts funny. Like, the amount of dudes at the gym that were like, oh, man, I just spewed, had too much pre-workout.
What's it called?
No Explode. The one that was around, it was called No Explode.
It like, sounds like a premature sort of ejaculation pill, doesn't it? No Explode.
They ended up banning a bunch of the powders, but I don't think you need it. I just don't think you need it. If you're not an athlete, like an actual athlete, you don't need it. It's just, I mean, I'm off coffee. We just had Calvin in the comments just mentioned, is TJ still abstaining from coffee? And yes, Calvin. Yes, I am, mate. And I'm grumpy. No.
How are you feeling?
I had two cups of tea this morning. Definitely, Amy and I were speaking about it, and it's always the thing. You don't know what's good unless you're doing it. So alcohol for me, it's like, wow, 3 months after, it's like, you were a fuckhead.
It's like, what were you doing? Like, I don't think you were that bad. Where was it showing?
I think it's irritable, just, I think it's just not functioning optimally, and things like, I can't even tell, but you just know. That's what I'm saying. And so the coffee thing for me, it's like, I actually think it is, like, I realize it's maybe the show, like, it gets me on edge. And because there is something about, like, we're going to get going, we're fucking starting. And that sort of get, you know, when you're having a coffee, like you're about to lean through the screen.
I feel really good.
Yeah. And so that's great. And I can get to that sometimes, but I think it's when I've just, like, my adrenal gland is completely dried out, like a, you know, a piece of, what do you call it, on the, you know, on the shore.
Like a sultana. So is the thing that, do you think that you sort of, whatever mood you're in will be exacerbated based on coffee or alcohol? So for instance, if you are feeling a bit anxious, having more coffee will make you more anxious. Whereas if you're feeling good, like right now, I think that I'm like leaning into it. I feel like I'm fired up.
Yeah. No, I get there too. But I think if there's a high pressure situation and I have the coffee, there's a chance you could go either way. Even if you are feeling good, the pressure gets too much or the sort of you're on edge. So I think like post show in the future, because I'm definitely not giving up coffee. Post show, like keep it to one a day.
And so is it during the show that you feel it?
Oh, maybe previous to it, getting a kid up, getting the kid to daycare, having to get him dressed, having to get him fed.
I reckon it's the kid. Because I feel great with coffee. Yeah, I think it's the kid because I don't have any stress in the morning. Yeah. I think that, like, I mean, if you're not doing alcohol, you're not doing, like, surely there's a no kid experiment there.
Well, I can send him over to your joint for a sleepover. we have to do that, a sleepover at JJ's to see what happens. I mean, I reckon he'll sleep at Jess's house before yours.
Really?
Jess has put her hand up. I want to look after him. And then I've been priming Bodie. We love Jess, don't we? Yeah. And then he's, you know, whenever I'm on the phone to her, he, you know, has his little convo. I don't know. I'm trying to bring in Auntie Jess. What I'm trying to do is be able to prime him for a week's stay over.
Well, Jess has been talking about the dog. So her whole plan was, I'm going to wait until I get a new place, till I buy a place, and then I'll get a dog.
Yeah.
I just had this realization. I'm like, why, you know, sort of batching everything at once? Why not split them out? Why not just get the dog first, because when we're walking, she stops every time there's a dog. She accidentally kicked a dog in the head, actually, at the cafe. Like, I was walking. There was a bunch of dogs, and she sort of
walked
through
them. That was pre-workout. That was not her. That was the pre-workout.
That tingly feeling was a dog's face.
numb foot.
Yeah, yeah.
From and, a Doberman's head. Yeah.
No, well, I was walking, and then I just, like, I sort of made it out of it all fine. And then I just heard, oh, sorry. I was like, what has Jess done? And she kicked the dog.
Classic.
And so, no, but I can imagine if she's looking for company, if she's looking for something that's going to piss themselves and shit everywhere, like, you don't need a dog, just look after Bodhi.
Yeah, yeah. No, so I think you're on to something, definitely the kid. But it's like saying if you've got a big day and you've got lots of stressful shit going on, don't make it worse by doing something that might get you that exacerbates or, you know, increases that emotion.
And I feel that with emceeing, for whatever reason, like public speaking, fine. But, like, the emceeing, like, I've got these things that I need to remember and I need to say, and it's, like, a structure and an order, and I can't just be up there and be funny or whatever. That can – I don't like having coffee before that because I'm already, like – tingly and feeling it, and you're sort of a little bit fired up, and you can imagine that a little bit of coffee will
Send your mind off. The thing about the drug of alcohol is that if you're feeling, you know, it can actually relax you. Mm-hmm. And so that's the trap of it. It's like, well, when I am feeling a bit anxious, having a beer actually gets me fucking, you know, a bit tingly and just want to relax on the couch, which is what I need.
You would remember this, you know, a few years ago before I was really drinking. One of the things, I used to buy a lot of dumb stuff, you know, a lot of subscriptions, all that sort of thing. Still do. But the justification Bree and I had was always, you know, we would always eat out and we Uber Eats, all that sort of thing. It's like, but we don't drink. So we're saving so much money without drinking alcohol. And now that we've sort of started, this is sort of the first time where we go out, and when we go out, we'll have a drink. So we went to an Italian place with Sevs and Grace on Sunday. And it's like, you know, you have a Aperol spritz. And then not only that, Bree and Grace decide, oh, you know what, we're going to have limoncello. So they're having limoncello after. Like, so, but the thing is, it's for the four of us, it becomes like a $209 dinner for four. Where it's like we used to, like, Bree and I could go out and would spend $60 for the two of us, right?
I know.
It's $100 a couple at that point. So I do wonder about the long term strategy of alcohol when it comes to going out to restaurants. Cause I can just see, cause then when you have if they're having the limoncello, okay, well, we need a tiramisu as well. Like all the, like just stacks.
I think it's, then you start going, oh, well, I need to earn more money to fuel this lifestyle. Next minute, you're doing bottles of Mumm every night. Yeah. It's a slippery slope, mate. Slippery slope.
What was your go-to? Because I was looking at, I nearly got an espresso martini.
Oh, solid.
But I didn't. I just went sort of the Aperol because I know it. That was something Bree and I had when we were in Italy. What is your go-to if you go to a restaurant?
Yep.
What would you get?
Margarita. Tom's margarita, not your bogan bloody, you know, fishbowl margarita. I'm talking just a
less
nice,
icy.
No, they got ice. They got ice.
So the ones that we had at Mace and I had probably eight or 9 months ago, pre COVID, they were very they didn't have ice, which I was surprised. It was very strong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. Just that salty rim. Just that nice. I mean, Tom's margarita is great. I've done.
Where is Tom's margarita?
Well, it's just Tom's. It's actually I'd like to know the difference. I mean, I probably if I was pissed, I could tell you the difference. Tom's margarita.
Wait, so this is something you go to any restaurant?
It's called a drink. Tom's margarita.
Drink. What does that mean?
It's called. That is the drink's name.
That's a drink. Okay.
Tom's margarita. I haven't thought too much about. It's the same Tommy's margarita. Fuck yeah. I thought it was Tom's. This is good. It's my name. Tommy's margarita is a variant of the margarita cocktail. It is recognized by the IBA as a new era drink. And so
IBA stands for?
I don't know. It sounded professional, so I said
Can you look up IBA?
Well, inside is tequila, lime juice, agave syrup, margarita, bitters is one way to do it. I don't know the difference, to be honest. What is the IBA?
International Brewing Agency. No, it's definitely not that.
Alcohol. This is it. Okay, identification and brief advice. No, IBA stands for identification and brief advice. This is no
is
legit.
This, is this what it
an
is?
Alcohol brief intervention, which typically involves identification using a validated screening tool to identify risky drinking. Jesus, this is the biggest con. It's a bunch of piss heads that test drinks to see if they're, you know. Whatever it is, IBA. Identified.
Yeah, interesting.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I am going to have a few drinks before the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But just, it is like any of these things. I think doing them when it's a good place. I don't, under high stress situations or if we're working on important shit, like I feel like it's best to give myself the most optimal chance at operating with a clear mind. And so, come to the end of the year, nice little Chrissy party with the team. Have a few little Tom's margaritas.
Okay, great.
Tommy's margaritas. You know.
Yeah, no, I get it. You had an idea about a wheel that you want to incorporate.
Yeah, well, yesterday George's birthday. I mean, it's not hard to string out a 40-minute episode about a birthday on this show. Yeah. We do. That's our magic trick. But what about? We were talking about how birthdays, the annoyance, the anxiety, the pressure of actually for other people remembering it, then for yourself to think, oh, fuck, does everyone know it's my birthday? Like, I'm getting an invite to go for coffee, but do they know? There's a bunch of stresses. Mm-hmm. What about with a business that celebrates birthdays not on the day? And so the way we get to it, which we discussed yesterday was...
Did we discuss it on the show? I can't even remember.
Well, we discussed about let's be the birthday business and not necessarily on the birthday. Why wait for the birthday? And so the thing is, if we get in, say my birthday's in September, if you guys celebrate in May, I can't complain in September that you forgot my birthday because we did in May. And so the way I envisage us being able to determine when we're celebrating, say, your birthday, Josh, or GB, you know, Sevs as the team grows, Jess, we get a Wheel of Fortune-style wheel, a bingo-style wheel, you know.
Venture IP have a very impressive one.
They do.
Seen that one.
They're giving away cars. We're not. What I'm thinking, a wheel with 1 to 31 on it. So, we're covering off every month. Not every month has 31, but... Mm-hmm. You're covering your bases. And so, each week, maybe on a Monday when we do our team whip, one person gets to give it a spin. And
how do we decide who gets to do the spin?
Well, that's another thing. We could have just a random generator so it's just like spits out, all right, you know, here's who gets to do it today. And so, there's a bit of fun at the start of our, you know, meeting. And so, it's like, okay, who's doing it? You spin it and say, for you, if you spin it and it lands, what's your birth date?
The 14th of September.
14th.
So is the idea that it has to land? So, there's two versions. One is that it has to land on your actual, the birthday number. Or what about this? It has to land on the number that it is on the day. So, for instance, it's the 10th of November. So, it has to land on 10. If it lands on 10, we're celebrating the birthday. Do you like that idea?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And so, either way, it's either your birthday, so for me, the 1st, you 14th, or whatever today's date is.
Yep.
And if it lands on that, it's your birthday for that day. You get cake, we maybe do a lunch for you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's
but you just
idea.
Really feel it. You're just like, guys, you know, George
so we
is
need
cutting
to have
the montage.
Things, we need confetti cannons on standby.
Oh, yeah. And so, we are the birthday business. That it doesn't matter. I mean, the only issue is
if we have a when shoot it's on.
Your, when it is your birthday and someone in the meeting is like, well, it's my birthday today, but we're celebrating George. Well, you get your turn. You get your turn.
The birthday business. I'm just having a look up if there's a... oh, that's funny. So, yesterday was called the birthday. I've just Googled the birthday business to see if there's any companies. And the number two result is the Daily Talk Show, The Birthday Business, episode 908. That's what we called it. No, I would definitely get around that.
And so, there needs to be like a protocol. So, it's like It's either like a handbook. What happens if this, then that? If it lands on a birthday, what's the plan? Mm-hmm. How's it roll out? Like there's a, maybe there's like a step by step. Maybe there's a second spin on another wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That gives when you
two wheels.
It could be this. Nah, I think it could be the same wheel, mm-hmm. but just on the inside backwards. is like less columns.
Oh, so that's
it's not
a good
31.
Idea.
So you get mm-hmm. like, it's 10 options mm-hmm. of what the birthday becomes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it could be themed. It could be, you know, like it's like a choose your own adventure, but it chooses for
but
you.
The wheel chooses.
The wheel chooses for you. So yeah. It's the wheel's adventure.
Mm-hmm. I love
the wheel's
idea.
Adventure. So it's like it's Mexican theme. And so everyone's got their hats on.
Oh, that's great. You want the margaritas really bad, don't you?
Yeah. Cocktails. We've got kick-ons.
That's,
it really makes
that's
them feel special. There's mm-hmm. a present. It's all.
So how often do we think it would actually happen?
Yeah, this is the thing. It might not happen for like
5 years. It might not. No, so if it's happening every Monday, so if there's a 1 in 31 chance of it landing,
yeah,
we could get it to a point where it's like the whole year we've celebrated no one's birthday.
Well, I think we could work out whether it then becomes like in my mind. I went mm-hmm. every time. Everyone walks into the building, you get to spin the wheel.
Could it jackpot? Like, could it jackpot? Like maybe each spin, we then add $10 to a kitty or something like the bar. I don't know.
Yeah, I like this. And then it's like, adventures. I don't know. There's something about. Imagine like say, this is the place you want to work, big mm-hmm. media company, because you know George comes into work, spins it, not his birthday. He's in an Uber at 9:15. He's off to a day spa to get a treatment before he comes back to the office.
It's going to be very disruptive. On YouTube, Lozzie's saying you should do it so if you end up if it ends up being your birthday, the team has the week to organize and plan a surprise birthday when you least expect it. I do like great. That idea as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, I love that.
There is something fun in just the outrageousness of it happening on the day.
Spontaneous. Next minute we've got a juggler coming in for your birthday.
Oh, that'd be great. I can do the juggling. That sounds great.
A petting zoo in the garage.
But how petting zoos are going?
Not well. Not well in Victoria, that's for sure.
You think?
In the other states, they'd definitely be sort of, you know,
I was actually
activated.
Thinking more because of Tiger King.
Oh, no. I mean, there's nothing cruel about having a goat in a small little area that's come from a nice farm. These people are really lovely that run mm-hmm. the petting zoos. It's only when you get the creatures that shouldn't be.
The exotic things. Oh, I was watching. Yeah. You would love it. I hated it. Bert Kreischer's Netflix documentary. Have you watched any of this?
Yeah, I watched the first and second episode.
I couldn't watch them cutting up the emu.
Oh, yeah.
That was too much, don't you think?
It was. So the premise is, which I told you about the show, just saying mm-hmm. like, oh, cool that this, it's literally like if you and I got a cabin and we're like wanting to sort of just bring Gronks to the cabin and make content. He's landed the perfect deal. Mm-hmm. He's got a Netflix show that is essentially about him in a cabin inviting all his mates to do weird shit. And they have all these sort of things that they're doing. One of them was a, you know, it's a bonding exercise where you're kind of prepping your meat. Mm-hmm. The only bit difference is they hadn't killed it. And they ended up getting an emu, which was bizarre. And it was already had passed away.
It was
and
then in like an esky. It was disgusting. I guess they probably didn't have the, because it's sort of a bit of a national treasure, the emu.
It's part of our coat of arms, I think.
Yeah. So seeing it, it was, you know, getting slaughtered or just getting cut up wasn't a good look. But
coat of arms. We've got a kangaroo. I actually once did a barbecue. Mm-hmm. Turn off if you're a vegan. It was a barbecue many years ago. I don't think many people would be sort of, you know, putting this on a megaphone. Mm-hmm. We ate the coat of arms.
Oh, really? The whole burger?
I went to it. It was prepped for me. Uh-huh. Crocodile, emu.
Was there a crocodile?
Kangaroo. I don't know, but it ended up just, I think the guy just went rogue and went Australian animals. Let's eat every fucking Australian animal.
Oh, the Yeah, I don't know. I also thought that it was a bit pantomime. Like, I only watched the first 10 minutes. It was pantomime, the bit where he FaceTimes his wife to tell her that this is what's happening. It was just so fake. And they had...
No, I just looked too, I'm disappointed, to be honest.
I look into things too much because you hear the FaceTime sound, right? So, like, it's like a FaceTime call, she answers. And then it goes to this graphic where it's like it's sort of looking like this static, like, you know, a little bit sort of television static sort of shot where they're like video calling, but he's got a vertical video and she's got a horizontal video. It's just, and she was like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, it was so pantomime. I feel like they should have redone that.
I mean, seeing that, I thought the exact same thing. It's like, I know how this tech works. Mm-hmm. You cannot get it looking as crispy as you've got it the way you're doing it. And the where I did sort of land with it was, would everyone think it's pantomime? And if that's the case, if everyone does, if they've landed on the conclusion that everyone thinks this is a bit silly, then I think it becomes okay, or it becomes there's a risk of people feeling cringe about it.
It's the style, but I just don't think, I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a little.
I'm a huge fan of Bert. And I did think all that, but I sort of I got through it, and that I mean, I got through a few apps. It's just bizarre shit going on.
Yeah, I was walking down the hall in our apartment block, saw a neighbor that I haven't really spoken to, really. Like, there's been a couple of little interactions here and there, but he's next door to us, and he stopped me. He said, "Oh, hey, by the way, I'm moving out." And it's just this funny thing where it's like, oh, fuck, I've got to watch my reaction here, because you really don't care, right? But you don't, like, because it's like we've never spoken.
You've actually never spoken?
No, we've had like a very small, a small interaction. And so it's this thing of, oh no. Like, I just felt like it was real panto, like, oh no. Where are you going? He's like, oh, you know, going to Brunswick. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, not far. All right, well, enjoy. You know, like, I just didn't know what to say, because it's like, it's good to know. He's like, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. It's like, oh, well, I just didn't know what to do in that moment, which, you know, I think I did go a little bit pantomime, probably overbaked it, sort of, you know, GB pretending like he didn't know about a surprise party or something like that. But, you know.
I think it's fine. I think the situation, it doesn't feel like that. It's like, what did he want out of that?
Just
to let you know.
And he was in his pajamas because had just gone to the bin.
He panicked.
Well. Yeah, the bin is disgusting.
He's actually not moving out. He's not moving.
Mate, you're still here. We also have a lot of noise coming from one of the neighbours. Huge amounts of, like, techno, really loud music.
That's not on, mate.
Yeah, it's happening all hours. And Bree actually wrote a letter and put it in their letterbox.
Unanimous. Anonymous, sorry.
Anonymous.
No, unanimous decision,
yeah,
you're out.
Ran across it, yeah.
You're out. Everyone's decided.
Yeah, it was anonymous. It did use my yellow pad, which is a big giveaway, because I'm the only one with these specific yellow legal pads, which did remind me the Secret Service has copies of all the different ink. Like, they're ink experts, did you know that?
Oh, so if someone writes a anonymous letter like Bree, they'd work out. Look,
exactly.
Bree,
they'd be like, we know it was you because you used the Uniball air pen. But anyway, it'll be interesting. The Bree's made friends with a bunch of the neighbours on the Facebook group and all that sort of thing. And so one of the neighbours went into Facebook and said, onto the group and said, hey, the person at this apartment number, the music's too loud, blah, blah, blah. And then someone rightly so said, hey, why don't you just knock on the person's door? But then he had done that, but the person wouldn't answer, and you don't want it to be this aggressive thing. But it feels like there's a few steps before you go to body corporate and you do all that sort of stuff. You need to fucking speak to them first.
I know. I mean, the one thing I will say is if you live next to somebody, I mean, we just don't know what they're going through. If they're listening to techno at all hours, are they on ice? Are they struggling?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of things. So I think Bree's letter is fine. Like, it makes sense. It's like
she asked if they were on ice in the letter.
No way.
No. She wrapped it in an ice pipe just so it would get red. No.
just let her in an ice pipe. That's funny.
Yeah, it's the new, letter in a bottle, letter in a pipe. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done a letter in a bottle?
I thought you said an ice pipe. Have you ever done an ice pipe? No. A letter in a bottle, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Is that what it's called, letter in a bottle? Like, what is that what people find on beaches?
Yeah, I mean, it's an old school off the side of the ship, cork. Who's got cork? I mean, you're buying wine these days that's bottled.
Yeah,
screwed. Not corked. I don't know who's going to find it. If anything, it's going to get collected into one of those traps or into the sewers. And it's just very annoying. Like, it's on the beach. No one gives a shit about it.
You can track these things, though. You can actually, like, the with all the way the water works, you can actually work out where these things would, you know, like, even when. What happened to the Malaysian Airline flight? Why have we all stopped talking about that?
Because it's gone. They can't find it.
But the whole thing is they're, like, based on the, what is it called? You know, like the, not tide, the thing that sort of moves things along. What's that called?
Mm. The tides shift and the currents. They push things around. Yeah.
Yeah, so currents, shifting around. So they're like, oh, it will be in this spot.
Mm.
I mean, what happened? Like, that is crazy that we don't really know much about that. Imagine if that happened in 2020, just to, like, really give it a sense of. Mate, I laughed so hard at the Four Seasons. Have you seen this? About the Four Seasons?
What was this about?
So there was a tweet done by the president of the United States, soon to be former president, Donald Trump, where he said we're doing a press conference at Four Seasons. It will be at this time, and then he did an updated tweet. Saying that's Four Seasons total landscaping. And so if you look at Four Seasons total landscaping, it is a dingy looking car park in this sort of random spot. It's between a dildo store and like a VHS tape store or something like that. And what people are saying has happened is they basically, someone in the Trump camp has booked this, presumably thinking it's the Four Seasons hotel.
No.
And it was Four Seasons total landscaping, a landscaping establishment. If you look at the pictures, it's very funny. So you see Giuliani, who's Trump's personal lawyer, who was in Borat. you can see him standing in front of, you know, like a media wall that is at a dingy car park.
It looks like you're dropping your car off to get it serviced at a dodgy mechanics.
Yeah.
And you may get a call saying it's going to cost $4,000. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. And so how do they think, I mean, optics, let's just talk about optics for a moment. Mm-hmm. What is there, do we know, like, if we're just fake news, if the media is, like, they were in an area doing some kind of, like, surely there's an excuse for why you're there. Other than that's what I was thinking.
But think about it. Trump said Four Seasons first and then corrected it to Four Seasons landscape, because Four Seasons came out and did a tweet and said, hey, guys, it's not at our establishment, right? Because you can imagine media and people arriving and congregating. And so I think it actually, because I thought it must have been a joke. And I'm just checking all these different media sources, checking the tweets. I saw that it was screen grabbed. I'm like, is this real? Went to actually to Twitter, saw that the tweets did come from Trump. And so, I mean, part of it's this. So think about it this way. Think about how much money they're going to have to be spending to try and get all of these legal things happening, you know, all these sort of contested areas and all, like, it's so much money that they're talking about. And so you imagine if you're cash strapped, you've booked somewhere, but not only that, you've told a bunch of people, you've maybe even got Secret Service, or you've got people, like, there's security that's been organized for this specific location. It's like, it's a done deal. It's like, we need to have the press conference. We have to have the press.
Well, so it's in Philadelphia, and I'm just trying to work out, is there, a reason they're in Philadelphia at this specific area, like outside of what you're saying. Oh, I mean, it's the funnier bit is that they've absolutely cooked it, and mm-hmm. it's all a mistake. Well, Trump wasn't there. I mean, it seems fitting for Giuliani. It's all just a bit strange. Mate, this year is fucking strange.
Well, that's what, like, I saw a tweet where someone said, if this was any other year outside 2020, this would be bigger news. Like, we would be laughing at this harder. But just when you put it in the scale of everything that's happened, there's a lot of weird shit that's happened this year.
Dude, a lot of weird shit happened, mm-hmm. but we survived.
Yeah. We haven't we yet. Have. Like, it's still got a... Still
oh, yeah, got about true, a, true, true. Couple of months.
Month and a half, 6 weeks yeah. or something. But
wow,
I think we'll
it
be,
is 6 weeks to the end of the
isn't
year.
Isn't it ridiculous? It is crazy to think of what this year's been like. Congratulations to everyone for surviving it.
Yeah.
Fair effort.
I'm just
and we'll look back. We'll look back, right?
Well, yeah, 52 days left of the year, mm-hmm. guys. So let's go out and absolutely make the most of our 52 days.
Mm-hmm. 30 degrees in Melbourne today. A little bit
You're
windy.
Kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to be 30. Got the aircon pumping.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, enjoy yourself wherever you are in the world. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.